Boker Tov. Just by a quick raise of hands, if I say the name Rabbi Dr. Norman Lamb, for anyone who that resonates and is meaningful, just raise your hands. Is that a name we know? Okay, good, glad to hear. Dr. Lamb, Rabbi Dr. Lamb was President Chancellor of Yeshiva University of YU when I was there, was probably one of the most dominant figures within American New York modern orthodoxy, certainly during and after of Soloveitchik was there. Perhaps one of the most popular books that he wrote is a book called Torah Umada, where he outlines what is the vision of what perhaps we know as modern orthodoxy and the relationship between Torah Umada. And I'll also just call to your attention, there's a new series that Koren just put out of his drashot. Rabbi Dr. Lamb was known for his really marvelous drashot that I think became like the paradigm and prototype of like every shul rabbi in the world, the way that they flow and the way that they're organized. For years, his notes were available online. It literally 30 years of drashot, and they started to put it together into Svarim. I haven't looked at and nor have access to the one on this week's Parsha, but I do have a memory of hearing from Dr. Lamb the following idea on this week's Parsha, which I always liked and hope it will make it into the next volume of Svarim as well. Dr. Lamb started off like this. Im b'chukotai telechu. If I was to wake you up right now or in the middle of the night and say to you, what does that word mean, b'chukotai? You'd probably say to me, oh, I know that word, b'chukotai. It comes from the word chok. And if I say, what does the word chok mean, you would say? Okay, in other words, you would say, a law that we don't fully understand. Im b'chukotai telechu. So ready, let's just play it through. What does it mean? God says to us in the beginning of the Parsha, or the second of this week's Parsha, if you go in my chukim, if you follow my laws, even the ones that you don't fully understand, and that aren't any fun, and aren't comfortable, and you don't really get it, well then, that's when you get the brachot. That, by the way, is a beautiful classic standard read, where the pasuk is telling you, following, you know, if you want bracha from God, you don't just do what's comfortable for you. Don't just do the parts of Judaism that make you feel good and that you really get. It's about doing the other half. It's about doing the parts that are harder. I take that as standard interpretation of Im b'chukotai telechu. Dr. Lamb wanted to suggest a second reading. And the reading is based on a different etymology. There's another word besides chok. You know, we're used to the word chok, chok u'mishpat. But in Hebrew, there's also another word. And that word is chakuk. What does that word mean? Right. For example, we know about the luchot ayu chakuk al haluchot. The words of the Aseret Dibrot were engraved. The word chakuk is a type of writing. Now, in the world of Chassidut and in the Tanya, we like to distinguish between two types of writing. One I'm going to call ktiva, and the other is chakika. Right. Today, what is ktiva? Ktiva, as all of us know, or at least those of us that still remember how to take notes. You take a piece of paper, or back then a piece of parchment, or a piece of papyrus, and you take some sort of ink, and you write on it. Now let's just watch the illusion. I'm writing on the paper. I'm putting ink on top of the paper. It kind of hardens and sits there. But as I'm sure you've all had experiences, especially if you write with inferior ink, or you use pencil instead of pen, not everything you write stays there forever. Sometimes it rubs off. You know, paper isn't eternal either, right? That's why it's hard to find really old manuscripts, because they tend to get old and frail and rip. But writing is a beautiful thing, and we all do it. But it's not the same, but it's not exactly permanent. As opposed to chakuk, engraving in stone. Listen, when God intended and engraved the luchot, the intent was for that to be there forever. Because something in stone, you can go to museums and you can see the engraved, I don't know, Hammurabi's code and these big pillars that have lasted thousands of years and will continue to. Because when you engrave something, it is permanent to a degree that paper can't even dream of. But in addition to that, when you engrave something, the stone's no longer a stone. It's just a medium for those words. Because the words have been etched into the stone. The stone and the words are one in a very, very permanent way. And Dr. Lamb always liked to say that there are two types of Jews. There's a Jew of Ktiva, and there's a Jew who's Chakuk. The Jew who's written, right? Their Judaism, their Torah, their observance is written on them. It says on them Jew. It says on them Shomer Shabbat U'Mitzvot. And it's a beautiful thing. But you know, it's like a name tag that I put on the back of my kids' backpacks. Somehow that backpack, the name tag, it's written there. You know, all it has to do is get turned around and all of a sudden he loses his backpack. Or after a couple of months or weeks, depending on the kid, that name gets rubbed off and all of a sudden he loses the soccer ball he brings into school because the name doesn't say Daniel anymore. It says something else and now someone else took it. Writing, you know, doesn't last forever. And sometimes when our Judaism gets tested, you know, it gets smudged out a little. We kind of, you know, flip it over so we don't see it. Because the act of writing isn't the most permanent intrinsic act. But if I have a Jew who's chakuk, if I have a Jew who the word Jew is engraved in his heart, is branded on his head, he's always a Jew. He'll always be a Jew. And in everything that he does it through the lens, the prism of his Judaism. And the question Dr. Lamb would always ask is, what type of Jew are you? Are you the Jew that, you know, the word Jew, observant, religious, ben Torah, is it written in pencil? Is it written in pen? Is it legible? Is it in like a really tiny font? Or is it a really big font? Or better yet, is it branded on you? Is it part and parcel of who you are and everywhere you go and that you can see it from every direction? What type of Jew are you? And how have the Luchot, how has the Torah been written or hopefully engraved in you? And that's what it means, said Dr. Lamb, Im b'chukotai telechu. You know when we get bracha from God? You know what it means to be successful in the Brit between us? Not just when we act Jewish. And not just when Judaism is one of our identities, right? We are, pick you're a patriot of whatever country you come from, you're Zionistic, you went to a certain yeshiva, you also went to a certain university, and you follow certain sports team or teams, and you're Jewish. It's not an and. It's not just written on you as a tagline, as an extra. Im b'chukotai telecho, it needs to be engraved in your heart and your soul, and in every single thing we do. And certainly as we, we're turning towards the last leg of the year, I think there's no better opportunity to think about it. What type of Jew am I? What font, pen, pencil, permanent marker, branding, engraving? How is Judaism engraved in me? And how much of a part of me is it? Good day.